continue our study on hope with help. We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations work in patience. Patience brings experience. Experience brings hope. And hope makes not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us, okay? So we have a helper. We have the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that tonight, you know, the Bible says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is God. He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And Abraham's faith was accounted unto him for righteousness. Amen. And it's kind of interesting because the covenant was established with Abraham, and then Israel fell from it, and then the law came, and then Jesus came, and the law wasn't abolished. It was fulfilled in Christ Jesus, and he gave us the Holy Spirit, and one of the fruits of the Spirit is faith. Amen? Because we have faith that works from the inside out, not just from the outside in. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful that God gave me a helper, that gave me a teacher. Amen? That gave me a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Now, think about a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You can't get any closer than something living within you. I don't know about you, but that's pretty close. Hello? Can you get any closer than that, you think? Is there any way possible? Well, not in the natural, you know? So tonight we're going to look at Romans chapter 4. And we're looking at Abraham. Verse number 18. The word of God says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You know, and it's kind of interesting. We're not going to go too much into it tonight. But Sarah tried to do it on their own, and they tried to do it on their own outside of God, and they got Ishmael, all right? But when they did it God's way, they got Isaac, and they got the promise, amen? So right now, our nation and our world is in a battle between Isaac and Ishmael, amen? God's way and man's way. So if it's looking at God's way and man's way, he says it's always a battle with the what? With the flesh. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. All right? So as we're looking at this tonight, one of the things that Abraham, he believed God. God said it, and he believed him at his word. So we have the belief. And I have it first, and I have in, but it should say for health. For health. And what I want to use, the account I want to use is in John chapter 4. Verse number 46, we had the first miracle of Jesus when he turned the water into wine in Cana of Galilee. And at that celebration, there was a nobleman that came to him that his son was dying. Amen? And Jesus said to him in verse number 50, go thy way, thy son liveth. And listen to me. Next, he says, and the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. All right? Now there's some faith mixed with it, because Jesus said, go, thy son is healed, and the man believed, it said. Okay? He believed God, Jesus, at his word. Amen? And the Bible says that he was going down, his servants met him, saying, thy son liveth. Then he inquired of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. And this again is the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Amen? So I want you to understand that he says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, okay? God's not asking for you, us to always have supernatural faith, but if we have faith, if we'll just believe him and his word, amen? And one of the big things that you need to get here is not every time you are able to minister to people face to face, but you have the same power, that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. You have the same Spirit. You can send the word. Amen? But you have to send the word in faith, not doubting. Amen? And in other words, if you're not believing it, don't go ahead and send it. We have so many people that are sending the word, but they don't believe it. Well, you know, you need to believe it. The man says, when Jesus said, your son is healed, he believed him. Amen? So it's important for you and I to believe God in his word when we're sending the word forth. Amen? So he has first in healing. And then it was kind of interesting. Another thing is I have for our homes. You know, in my home, for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen? So if you're not serving the Lord, you're probably not living in my house. Amen? Right? Nobody agree? Amen? In Acts chapter 16, we find when Paul and Silas was in the prison and the Lord came and delivered them out of prison, they went to the jailer's house. And in verse 31, they said to him, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were at his house. And he took them the same hour of that night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he sat down, set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. Amen? Amen? I want you to understand, and one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about here is when we have faith and we act on our faith, it has an effect on others. Amen? So God has called us to have an effect on others. So not only did the jailer come to the Lord, his whole household came to the Lord. And the nobleman, when Jesus sent the word, they believed with all in all of his house. His whole house came to Jesus. Amen? Amen? So it's important that God, how many know that God cares about everybody in your house? That everybody in your house is important. Everyone's called. God has called each and every one of them. And each of them have a vital import. And we're to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. We're to teach them. Amen? And instruct them in the things of righteousness. It's so important to have belief and faith in our hearts. In 2 Timothy 1:12, the Apostle Paul says, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen? I'm fully persuaded. Are you persuaded? I'm persuaded that he can do exceedingly abundantly above everything I ask or even think. Amen? I see God do so many things, you know? Yesterday was a sad day. We laid Daphne's mom to rest, and we had a service here. But in the middle of the service, we had two people that gave their heart to Jesus, okay? So there was even fruit, amen, that came in the midst of that. Amen? So first we have, it's important for the behavior. Secondly, the behavior. How many know that our behavior is important, how we act, how we respond, what we say, what we do, amen? I always have to bring myself into check because sometimes I want to react in the natural. And I know if I react in the natural, I'm probably going to step on somebody. Amen? Then they're going to kick me back. So, and with the scripture in Romans 8, y'all with me? 24. The Word of God says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. How many are doing well at the waiting period when you're waiting for something? Amen? You know, when Daniel was praying, the Lord sent an answer, and there was a battle in the heavenlies. And it took 21 days for the archangel to break through with the answer. Okay? I wonder if Daniel had given up in believing in the midst of that battle if the Lord would have beckoned the archangel to come back. God says, don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season you'll reap if you faint not or you don't give up. Amen. If faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, just because we're not seeing what we're hoping for doesn't mean it ain't going to take place. Amen. You know there's a time and season for all things. God has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. And he's not going to change his mind. How many know that we're all growing? We're growing stronger. You cannot sit in here because you know what's being spoken is the Word of God. And as the Word of God, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, our faith is increasing every time we hear God's Word, whether we recognize it or not. Then all of a sudden, we start taking authority and doing things, and we look back and say, wow, what? All of a sudden, we just spiritually start doing things that our natural mind doesn't even understand. Amen? Are you with me? So it's not only for ourselves, but it's for others. In 1 Peter chapter 3, the Word of God says in verse 15, he says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that ask of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. Amen. We overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And everyone has a testimony. You may not know the gospel. You may not know how to lead people to Jesus, but you know what the Lord has done for you. And don't disregard your testimony as not valuable and important. Because everybody's testimony is important to somebody. Amen. How many in here has God done something for? Each and every one of us can give God glory for it. And what we're doing is we're sweetening up the pot, okay, because of him. It's because of what he did. So it's for overcoming. You know, one of the things in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, huh? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 16. The Word of God says this, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Man, I'm so grateful for the unmerited favor of God, the grace of God. Anybody else here? Man, half the time I get blessings that I don't even deserve, amen? I didn't merit them, I didn't earn them, it was his unmerited favor, amen? The blessing of God. He says, for us to comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So we look at that when we believe, there's a change in our behavior. We behave like we believe. Amen? Amen? So if you're not behaving like you believe, maybe you need to change something. Amen? Because it changes everything. Because God, every time we believe and we behave according to God's word, we reap benefits. I don't know about you, but I love benefits. How many are working for a company in here? How many have fringe benefits with the company? How many are thankful for the fringe benefits you have at your company? How many have a 501c3, not a 501c, a retirement? What? 401k, that's the number. I don't have a retirement program. You're my retirement program. The Lord said I wasn't retired. When I retire, I go home. I said, Lord, he said, you can't retire, but sometimes you can say we tire. What you got? Come on in. You don't want to come in? Huh? You'll just stand up then. You're cool. There's a couple family members out there in the hall. Hallelujah. So, you know, when I was thinking about benefits, I love the Psalm 103, the blessing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I don't know the words to it. Let me go ahead. And all that is within me bless his holy name. Dwight's going to teach me to sing. Sing it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Man. You know what? No. Come on, man. You get it. Just read it up. Okay.
Put me on the spot.
What? Bless the Lord, oh my soul, right? White singing to me last night. A tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. I want to share his gift. You okay? Huh? All right. But the psalmist says in Psalms 103, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. How many's grateful there? Come on now. Who healeth all thy diseases. How many's grateful there? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. How many's grateful there? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who's grateful there? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, and my team this year isn't doing really good. And I was praying about it, and the Lord said they're going through the molting right now. Okay. I know, it was a little corn, but I think even, will the eagle eat some corn? Okay, I'll move on. Hallelujah. I have the bestowment, and I'm thinking about the blessings that we have and the promises of God. And in Leviticus chapter 26, verse number 9, this is the blessing out of obedience, okay? How many know that faith without action is dead, being alone? We have to obey. Blessed are they that obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, the word of God says. He said in verse number 9, for I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. Amen. I love the word of God where it says all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen. Amen. To the glory of God by us. Amen. I'm so grateful for all that he's done. I'm grateful for the benefit package I have. Amen. I have a greater benefit package than any corporation or any company could give. Amen. With this benefit package, I've got health and I've got well-being. With this benefit package, I got peace. I got love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and with faith, Father God. I'm with faith that we can move mountains and every obstacle that gets in our way. Amen. What a benefit package. Look at your neighbor and say, you sure are blessed. So am I. I'm blessed to be by you tonight. Amen. So in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 14. The word of God says this, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. Amen. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he's my healer. He's Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer. Amen. He's Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider. Amen. He's Jehovah Sitkenu, he's always there. Amen. Amen. We serve a God that is never late. He is always on time. We serve a God that is faithful. So he's calling for you and I. What is he saying to you and I? If only we believe, all things are possible to him or her that believes. Amen. Amen. Just as Abraham believed. Come on now. He's 100 and Sarah's like 90s. Hallelujah. Yeah, Moses was 80, but Moses wasn't making babies at 80. Abraham was. At 100. Hallelujah. We're not going there. Hallelujah. There's children in the midst. I'm not going to say that. Hallelujah. So remember what he says. His faith was counted unto him as righteousness. He said, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And we're here today at the seed of Abraham. Amen. So we find the belief in health and home and heart, the behavior. We're to behave ourselves before others and be, helps us to be overcomers, the benefits, the blessing, the bestowment, and the beauty of it all. So when we choose to believe, there becomes a change in our behavior. Rejoicing over the benefits and being a child of God, we are too blessed to be stressed. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel blessed. Amen. You know what? I feel blessed that you are here. I feel blessed that your measure of faith is in the room. I pray, I am blessed because of the gifts of God that are in you. Amen. That are in each and every one of you. Amen. I'm honored to be here with you. So let's all stand. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we thank you for your word, that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here, Father God. Father, may we meditate upon it. May we put it to work in our lives, Father God. May we believe that what you said in your word, Father God, May we behave like we believe. And as we behave like we believe, we'll be reaping the benefits, Father God, of the blessing. Father God, you said in your word, whatever man sows, he reaps, Father God. So we're sowing faith, Father God, and we're reaping blessings. So, Father God, I pray for each and every one that's in this room tonight. I bind every germ right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every infection that's come to bronchial tubes, Father God, and lungs. Father God, I bind those infections right now in Jesus' name, and I call them loose from their bodies, Father God. I speak strength to lungs, to breathing, Father God, to colds, Father God. I speak against cough right now and irritation in throats, Father God. I speak to sore throats. And I pray the soothing balm of Gilead to be upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Soothing it right now in the name of Jesus. Irritation is gone, Father God. Bodies are being strengthened in your power and might. Minds are being strengthened in your power and might. Emotions are changing, Father God. Behavior is changing, Father God. Because you called us for a time such as now, and we're here to answer the call. So as the army of God rises up, we're going to take back some things that the adversary has stolen. We're going to go to the enemy's camp. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back. We're going to proclaim and declare everything that belongs to us, which you promised in your word. We're going to take dominion and authority and take it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray blessings upon each and every one that is gathered here tonight. Be with them, Father God. Strengthen them in your power and might. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Make sure to come down and join us for some food. Hallelujah.